You're listening to the premier podcast for professional leaders by other professionals. We're going to be talking to the best of the biz about what they've learned along the way in their careers. We'll be giving you easy to understand tips that you can take and impact your business. Let's go. All right, welcome back to another episode of 3 for 3. This is Kurt Clyden, your host for the show, and 3 for 3 is the podcast that allows us to talk with local leaders, and sometimes it's national or international leaders, about how they run their organizations, how they can provide tips and information that can provide you with some insight on something that might be able to help you to do something better in your day-to-day interactions. So oftentimes we've had owners or leaders of businesses, and today we have a nonprofit leader, and Kent Boyd is our guest today for the show, and he has a decade of leadership experience and a passion for motivating others. He is a diligent networker and connector, and he's forged relationships over the city of Akron for over the years, from churches to nonprofits and other for-profit organizations alike. Kemp's mission is to empower those around him to reach their full potential, including really just the whole city of Akron. I know he's got a deep love for this city, and everything he does is to raise it to the next level. But he serves as the executive director of Love Akron, which is a Christian-based nonprofit organization which seeks the welfare of the city through listening, learning, and leading. He's also a head football coach at the Kenmore Garfield High School, and his passion is to see these young men grow into maturity through the platform of football. These young men have been an extension of Kemp's family as he seeks to create the kind of atmosphere within the city and the team. Kemp, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, man. Really appreciate it.
So tell me, first of all, for people that may never have heard of Love Akron, tell me what you do there and what kind of services you provide.
Yeah, Love Akron is an organization that has been around for the past 25 years, actually celebrating 25 years this year. And we're a Christian-based nonprofit. We like to see ourselves as an organizational hub that is unifying the colors, cultures, and congregations so that the city of Akron or greater Akron can thrive. And we do this by connecting and convening with and collaborating with change makers to make a collective impact. And so how we do that is just what you said, is through listening. Because we believe that the more you listen, the more you learn, and the more we learn, then we can actually go out and lead together. So we try to function a little bit more from our being versus just doing something. And we want to make sure that it is actually from our being that we develop or birth out what it is that we do. So we're not a programmatic organization to where we're not running or leading a lot of programs, but what we are is we feel like we're a connector and convener throughout the city of Akron, that can connect other places together who may not be aware of one another. But at the same time, we don't want to see people reinventing the wheel, if you will, or so to speak, so that we can do more collaborative efforts together.
Well, I know it's a great organization. Obviously, you said been around for a few decades here. And how long have you been with the organization?
Man, I've been in leadership now for about eight, 9 months. So since, October. Mm-hmm. So really excited. It's a lot of change, a lot of transition, but at the same time, it's about preserving the essence or the foundation of what the organization was founded on. So excited to lead in that capacity.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on that transition into that leadership role. So I know that football is part of what is part of your spirit and mm-hmm. part of how you lead. And as we mentioned in the bios introduction here, you are the head coach of a high school football team. How long have you been head coach?
Man, I've been head coach now for about 6 years. Yeah, six years. So it's been a challenging process, but a fun one. A lot of my, if you will, football coaching or that type of leadership comes into Love Akron, and really pretty much all that I do, because what we want to focus on is, like I said, I don't want to do anything that's outside of my being. I think that's very important, that because if we can function from a place of being and understanding who we are, then as the things that we do, we become more effective in those things. And it becomes, if you will, Not that the things in that is not easier, but it becomes easier to answer that bell day in and day out as you do them. So for me, I don't think I ever take off the coaching hat. It's just about coaching differently in different environments that you are associated with.
So there are no shortage of books and movies that connect sports and yes. leadership, if you will, or running a business or becoming taking your life to the next level, which I think is very ingrained with what you're talking about, with what you do as a person and through Love Akron. So Kemp's going to give us and give you listeners some tips, and of course 3 for 3 is going to give us 3 tips on what he's seen, what he's experienced as a coach that has helped him in his leadership position. And I'm really excited to hear this because you bring such a unique angle to, I think, from a holistic spirit to a person in leadership. So let me throw it over to you, Kemp, here. So give us, what's your first tip?
Man, my first tip is humble. I think anytime in leadership, you realize that you don't know what you don't know, right? And so the more humble that I think I've been in my leadership journey, whether it's at Love Akron, whether it's being a head football coach, the more I've postured myself humbly just to listen to people, it's made me a better leader. And so I talk a lot about being humble and remaining humble because I can learn from the people around me. At Love Akron, there's people that's been a part of the organization for years. And so for me just to come in, if you will, and trying to implore my vision without taking the time to humble myself to listen to them, who have been there longer than I have, I think I'd be doing them and the organization a disservice, but also myself. And same thing with, when it comes to being head football coach. I listen to my players. I listen to my assistant coaches because at the end of the day, I'm not out there playing. And so I need to be able to humble myself to say, hey, what's going on? What do you see on the field that maybe we didn't plan for through watching film and through practice preparation? So I think that has helped me in my leadership journey. I often tell people, and this kind of lines up really well with our 3 for 3, is I tell people I'm a hot leader. And they often look at me and say, what? I say, yeah, I know I'm a handsome guy. I get that. But I'm not meaning from my physical appearance. Like, I know I look good, right? But when we talk about hot and creating a hot culture, like I said, the first thing is being humble. The second tip, if you will, is being open. We feel like being open is a huge thing for us, right? You can be honest with someone and tell somebody the facts of something, but when you're open with somebody, you're telling them what's behind the facts, right? Mm-hmm. It's not just giving them your honest answer, but man, we want to create a culture of openness to where there's open dialogue back and forth, to where we can disagree, if you will, without being disagreeable, and that we can, because again, if we're operating that posture of being humble, then openness should be the next thing. Because the more open I am, I'm open to receive from you, but I'm open also to give you really, if you will, my feedback. And that can happen in a very, I think, in a good way, to where it's not necessarily combative, if you will. Confrontation is okay, but it doesn't have to be combative. And so the third tip, when we talk about being hot, if the H is humble, the O is open, our T is we want to be transparent. And in being transparent with people, what does that do? As I liberate myself and I have freedom within myself, right, because I'm not trying to put on any airs and I'm not caught up in my ego, then we believe that same freedom gets exhibited to the people in the group or on the team, to where, man, I can sit here and be transparent and own the fact that, hey, I made a mistake. I did something wrong. You know, that decision I made wasn't necessarily a good one, but we're going to pivot the best we can to make maybe a bad decision good. I think when your team and those that are following you see that you can do that, then there's freedom there. There's freedom there to understand that, man, I can be open, I can be transparent with my leader because they're doing that with me. And so the more we can be hot or establish a hot culture to where we can, first of all, come to one another in humility and humble ourselves to one another and understand that, hey, man, we don't know everything. And I think sometimes leadership, and we talk about that a lot, right? There's, like you said, there's many, many books talking about leadership, but what I challenge every leader, and I had to challenge this myself, kind of going with the hot culture, what you have is you have a lot of threads of followership. Like, we don't talk about followership a lot. We talk about leadership because that's the big thing that you talk about, because that's the person that is seen to be out in front and making all the decisions and giving all the directions. But really, in my leadership journey, it's keeping the mindset of hot, or keeping that culture of being humble, has helped me with my followership. Because I think the people that are on my team, whether it be at Love Akron, or whether it's in my coaching, or whether it's in my church, what begins to happen is that people are watching to see how you follow as well. Even though you might be the leader, how are you going to follow some of the instructions that may be given by, even if it's one of your subordinates? Because what you want to do is you want to develop a team so strong that people don't even know who the leader is. And if you can do that, that's more of a hot culture. And I got that quote somewhere. I can't remember where I got it from, but it made a lot of sense to me. I think for a long amount of time, people, especially in leadership, the ones that really wasn't concerned about being the person just for the sake of being the person, they often got a lot more out of their team, if you will, because they disseminated things to their team, and they allowed their team, or they developed their team, to be leaders within themselves, to where, hey, as the leader, you can kind of sit back and watch the development of those that are on your team that are helping to lead. So those are kind of my three for three. Be humble, be open, be transparent. And that's how we build and develop a hot culture, whether it's at Love Akron, whether it's at Kim Moore Garfield football team. We want to create a transformational environment the best we can.
Well, I don't think I've had a guest that has set up their tips in a more perfect kind of three way that actually works as an acronym. I didn't know where you're going with hot there to begin with, but now I see it. So humble, open, and transparent. That's awesome, Kemp. All right. So one of the things I want to come back to is you just finished saying this, and it's kind of making some of the connection of the dots, is that when you I hear the kids there.
I apologize about that.
Hey, it's no trouble at all. This is part of what we're all working through right now. Yeah. So I know we've all had kids running through the back of our Zoom meetings, and that's what we do. Yeah. So I know you've got a handful of kids. Before our listeners, how many kids do you have there, Kim?
Man, I have six, ranging from 14 to 2. So that was my 3-year-old who just came in, and how he made his way through all of my other older kids is an accomplishment. He might be Jason Bourne. We don't know yet. But I've asked, hey, listen, I'm daddy's going to be on an important meeting. If you guys can just hold it down for 30 minutes, I'll be right back. And so, but yeah, it happens. So again, man, my apologies, brother.
Oh, no worries at all. I think we got a whole nother episode of how you lead as a father, and how that translates in the business culture as well. I've had plenty of times where I've wanted to tell an employee to go into timeout.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to come back to one of the things that you mentioned toward the end there. And that is when you treat people these ways with the humility, or when you're humble and you let them, you can have an open dialogue as you're talking about there, then they are not only, if you're the leader, they're not just working under you, but they are transforming themselves into that next level. And I think any one of us that has coached, and I don't care if this is in Pee Wee League or high school or on up, when you see the player take their level of leadership to that next level, that's the best feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you win the game. When you can see someone have that transformation, that's a big thing. And I feel like that's a lot of connection with what you're talking about with your hot analogy here.
Yeah. And it is, because I'm going to be honest with you, Kurt, man. I mean, when I first started coaching, I was probably more of a transactional coach, to be quite honest. Like, yeah. Hey, I need you to do this for me so I look good, so I can go and get, the big job or the big promotion or the big money. But I went through a process within myself to where I had to realize this wasn't about me. It wasn't about how many games we won. It wasn't about how much notoriety I could get. But am I really in this to help to shape and transform the lives of young men and give them that platform to do that for themselves as well? And so, you know, every coach that I've ever interviewed that has coached on my staff, I always tell them, man, you know, we want to really conduct ourselves from a standpoint of being a transformational leader so that we can build a transformational environment for our players. And we believe that if we're doing that, then first of all, it starts with us. It starts with me being hot, right? And me being humble enough to admit my own faults, my own shortcomings, but being open to admit that as well. And then allowing them into me, being transparent, that where they see that, hey man, I'm just more than a football coach. So, you know, I have my players over my house for dinner. They spend the night throughout the season, because I think that part of me is important as well. And they just don't see me as this guy who is, you know, got the whistle around his neck, who's yelling and screaming at him, but they can actually see that, man, this guy is a human being, right? He is a husband, he's a father, and this is how he is outside of football. And so I think being able to show my players, but also my team at Love Akron, that, hey, man, I'm still at the end of the day, I'm just a person who has been, you know, really given this awesome opportunity to lead, whether it's this organization or this program, in a really great way. So, again, that transparency piece, that hot piece is so important. And I think it's helped not only to shape my leadership, but it's helped me to grow as a leader.
So I've got a question for you about how you utilize HOT. You've obviously developed this and incorporated it into your style and how you go about your day-to-day activities. How much of it do you give to your staff at Love Akron, or do you give to you players? Is this something that everyone knows, that when you first meet Coach Boyd or you first meet Kemp, that he's going to talk about HOT? Or is it something that you really internalize and you don't put it on others as much? Does that make sense?
Yeah. What I do is a lot of times, and this happened coming into Love Akron, to where I don't think all the answers are stored within me. And so what I do is I create spaces to where my staff can really talk and communicate, to where they're not always looking to me. To me, that's a part of the development process of a leader wanting to develop other leaders. And so there's going to be a part that I own. But then there's going to be a part that I want them to say, hey, give me your feedback on that. And for some of them, it was kind of surprising. They were kind of like, you're asking me? And I said, yeah. Hey, I haven't been here. Like, I don't know how, first of all, I don't know how things work currently. And two, we need to determine together how we want them to be moving forward. Because what I believe is that you're going to have a idea or an idea of how you think it should have been done that maybe you've never voiced. And so a lot of times that's surprising, I think, to people as it comes from a leader. And so as we begin to have more conversation, we get to know each other more, you know, they'll start asking me certain questions like, well, you know, we just haven't been used to somebody just, if you will, taking our advice or our opinion. And I'll say, hey, this is kind of my leadership approach or style. I want to lead from a place of being hot. And they always look at me funny, right? And everybody thinks I'm being egotistical, and I'm not. But I said, man, I need to be humble enough to tell you that, man, I don't know, and you may know better than me. And so I always want to, if you will, put around me a lot of people that are smarter than I am. I think that's good leadership. You know, if I'm the smartest person in the room, I'm always saying this, man, we're going to have a problem because my stuff is somewhat limited. However, I think what has got me to the point where I am is that I really believe in, man, posturing myself as a continued learner. But in order to learn, I have to be able to listen. There's a reason why I have two ears and one mouth, right? I have to be able to listen to what's being said by people in order to allow myself to grow. And so I did this even when I came into Love Akron. And even before, you know, I kind of went on a listening tour and I just listened to people. I listened probably, man, over 100 people. And I said, just tell me what you know about Love Akron and give me the good of it. Give me what you think could be better. And tell me if you think that, man, if Love Akron wasn't around, would anybody miss it? right? Mm-hmm. When anybody even realizes it. And so you have to be hot, right, to ask that type of question. Because what if the person tells you, Love Akron, I've never heard of it. Okay, that's great. I needed to know that. Mm-hmm. And so there is, if you will, you know, times it's going to be challenging because some of the stuff that you hear is cringeworthy. But at the same time, if I can hear it and I can receive it really well, and if I can take it in and be open about, hey, that hurt a little bit. I wasn't prepared to hear that, but I understand and I receive what you're saying. Then as a leader and as an individual, I can grow from that in a way that I think is going to be beneficial back to the organization that I'm leading, but also is going to be beneficial to me. So that's how I do it with my team. I let them know and they'll all tell you, oh man, Kim's a hot leader. And it's often funny because you say the word hot, it often means something else in our society, but we mean it as an acronym. We mean we want to be humble, open, and transparent. So I hope that I'm creating other hot leaders from that standpoint and from that approach.
Yeah, I know you'll get people that will catch on to that, and without even having to train them on it, they will pick up on it just by how you approach it. Well, I think this is some great tips out here. I know our audience is really going to appreciate this. And it's an approach that has not been taken by any others that we've had on the show. So thank you, Kim, for that.
Oh, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Are you ready for me to give you a few questions about Akron? I want to see how good you know. I mean, you run an organization called Love Akron. It's not called Like Akron. It's called Love Akron.
And see, now you put me on the spot, man. Now it's like everybody's like, man, how does this guy Love Akron? He don't know anything, right? So I appreciate it. I just said, man, that I'm not the smartest person in the room. So, see, but now you're gonna set me up. But that's okay. Let's give it a shot.
All right. So they've got three facts here, and they are mostly historical, but I've got two sports related. I think you'll have a good shot at these. So Akron's a city that's got had a lot of firsts to it. It's had a lot of invention and innovation about it. But one of the firsts, and this goes back quite a bit, in 1899, the city was the first to have a certain type of vehicle. Was it an ambulance, a fire truck, or a police car?
You know, I'm going to say police car.
Right you are, Kemp. It was a police car.
I remember that slightly. I went when I had a tour for the police department. They had their museum, and I remember that. So, yes. Okay. Not that I'm competitive or anything.
Oh, exactly, right. And interesting fact. So this police car was 1899, first one ever in the country, and I suppose in the world. And then a year later, there was riots, and the police car was then pushed into the canal. So it lasted a good year. You know. All right. So let's get on to some sports here. So I'm a big soccer fan. We're big University of Akron soccer fans. We're always out there at the games. In 2010, the team won the college national championship. And Akron's also had some champions between its Akron Arrows and Akron Rubber Ducks at the minor league level here. But Akron's first national championship was by an Akron team in 1920, so 100 years ago. What sport was that in? Was that in hockey, basketball, baseball, or football?
Man, I'm going football.
Right you are.
Ah, yes!
2 for 2.
Let's go.
Yep, the Akron Pros, the world champions, 1920.
Awesome.
Ever heard of Fritz Pollard?
I have.
Yeah,
yes.
Quarterback of that team, and he's actually in the Hall of Fame, just south of us here in Canton.
I think he might have did some coaching, too.
I think you're right.
On that team, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's see if you can go 3 for 3 here, Jim.
Here we go.
All right, so we're going to stick with sports. So the Rubber Ducks. For those who don't know, this is our minor league baseball team who's owned by Ken Babby, who's been a guest on the show. And they are known for having wild food items for sale at the game. Have you been to a Rubber Ducks game, Ken?
I have.
Okay. All right. So one of their most well-known offerings is called the Screamer. And it's a family-sized sundae that's served in a baseball helmet. And this dessert costs $25. Kemp, How many scoops of ice cream go into the screamer? Is it A, 15, B, 20, or C, 25?
I'm going with C, 25.
My man, you got 3 for 3.
That has made my day. Awesome.
Hey, when we get sports back, when this opens up again, I think we're going to go have to go get a screamer together.
There you go, man. I'm game for that.
Hey, good stuff. Hey, Kemp, for anyone out there listening and wants to get connected with Love Akron or get connected with you, what's the best way to do that?
Oh, man, the best way to do that is to go to our website. Loveakron.org is all the information that you would need for any events that we have coming up, but also a way for you to get connected with me and what we're doing. And this, I think it's July 15th. It's the third Wednesday of every month. We have our Connection versus Collision, the Black-White Conversation. We had our first one this, 2 weeks ago. And it was our first one. We had over 250 people on through Zoom and through live. So it was a great discussion, just talking about a very important topic that's going on right now within our country as a whole. And just talking about race and what does that look like for us and how can we not cross race off the agenda? We want to make sure that we continue to have that conversation, and not just from a perspective of when crisis happens, but how can we talk about it to celebrate our differences and how we are making progress. And so looking forward to that. We have a great panel that's going to be on that day, and we're talking about different things like systemic racism, and next month we'll be talking about implicit bias. And so that's unconscious bias, and also there's a conscious bias, and we all have them. So we want to lean in, discuss them, and get a little bit and get comfortable being uncomfortable, if you will. So looking forward to that.
That's good stuff. Thank you for having those conversations and putting it out there so we can have those dialogues.
Yes.
All right, guys. So loveakron.org if you want to get some more information. Hey, Kemp, always good to see you. Good to talk with you. Thanks for being a guest on the show.
Hey, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.